It's time now for your afternoon financial report. I'm Cody Ross, Northern News Network. U.S. stocks finished largely in the red today as April's doldrums lingered in the market. From Yahoo Finance, the S&P 500 fell about 0.2% to notch its fifth straight session of declines, its longest losing streak of the year. The Dow Jones Industrial Average hovered just above the flat line, while the NASDAQ Composite slipped 0.5%, extending tech's recent slump. Vancouver's American Pacific Mining Corp. announced the closing of its non-brokered private placement, raising gross proceeds of $4.5 million through the issuance of 22.5 million units at 20 cents per unit. American Pacific intends to use the proceeds for exploration and development of its Madison Copper Gold Project in Montana, Palmer VMS Project in Alaska, and other Western U.S. precious and base metals projects. I'll be back with a look at the stock indexes after this.
Discover the difference a family-owned Montana bank can make for you and your business. Stockman Bank is focused only on Montana, no place else. So you come first with us. Enjoy a local banking experience uniquely designed to meet the financial needs of your Montana business. Visit your neighborhood Stockman Bank to say hello and let us earn your trust and your business. Moving Montana forward. Stockman Bank, Montana's brand of banking. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
When Torgerson's recently acquired five of the former Titan Machinery dealerships, it was kind of a game changer. Now this region's legacy Case IH Ag Equipment Company has added Case Construction Equipment to their Torgerson lineup with Case skid steers, N-Series backhoe loaders, and compact track loaders. Or how about the powerful Case G-Series wheel loaders for the most demanding construction, farms, or feedlot Case Construction Equipment. Now at Torgerson's or go to Torgerson.biz.
And now here's a look at how the stock indexes closed today. The S&P 500 shed 11 points to finish at 5,011, down 0.2%. The Dow was up 22 points, closing at 37,775, finishing even. And the NASDAQ dropped 81 points, ending at 15,601, down 0.5%. On the New York Mercantile, crude oil inched up 8 pennies to close at $82.77 per barrel, up 0.1%. Platinum fell $4.20, finishing at $950 per ounce, down 0.4%. And palladium rose $1.70, closing at $1,032.50 per ounce, up 0.1%. In COMREX trading, gold added $7, closing at $39.95.40 per ounce, up 0.3%. And silver gave back 5 cents to close at $28.35 per ounce, down 0.1%. I'm Cody Ross, and those are your afternoon financials from the Northern News Network.